The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
There's a little Bob Kulick for you by request. Eyes of a Stranger off of his album Skeletons in the Closet right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. You're hanging out with me, D, right here at radio-memphis.com. And of course, right before that, you got a double shot. All right. How about some Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip? It was Partying for the Weekend. It is the weekend because we love the weekend. And of course, kicking that all off was the title track to the latest album, Holding All the Aces. And you know what's really cool about him is that this is somebody, you guys, all right, look, one of the rock and roll capitals, okay, of the world, Cleveland, Ohio is where he's from. He is also known, and those of you who know him well know that he's a former lead guitar player for the platinum record artist Warrant. He's also played in every state in the USA. He's also played in Japan, Korea, Mexico, Australia, ton of other countries across the world. He's also toured and played a lead guitar for 80s headbangers Quiet Riot, as well as the guitar legend Paul Gilbert from Mr. Big. Now, fast forward, all right? He decides he's going to jump in with Highball Music, and he grabs his own band, Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip, and they have recently just dropped their debut album, Holding All the Aces, all right? And they have hit the road. And not only have they hit the road, I happen to have Billy on the phone with me right now, so let me grab him. How you doing, darling?
Hello.
Hey, how are you, honey?
That was good.
Man, I tried to make it quick, doll.
I got to get that a recording of that and just loop that on my website or something, because that was a very good introduction. I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you. And you know what? I am recording this, so you got it, darling. I'm going to definitely get you something.
Right.
How about that? How are you? Howard, thank you so much for taking some time with me right here on Radio Memphis Around the World, babe. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm up in outside of Cleveland, Ohio. Yesterday it was like 95 degrees, and now it's 60 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And it's gloomy and cloudy, but that's the way I like it. It's fall. It's football weather. It's crisp.
Yes.
And
yes.
My Brownies just got a victory on Thursday night, so I'm pumped up about that. So.
Great for you, man. I'm so excited. Yeah. And of course, you know, look, I always kind of, you know, relate this kind of weather to, this is where everybody gets their best pair of britches on, their best boots on, you know, their best denim jacket on. Because they're going
to
go.
Yeah, you get to wear your cool weather stuff. I've got this black and orange striped hoodie on right now for the fall colors, so I'm feeling pretty festive right now.
Well, good. I'm sure it's pretty sexy. I'm sure everybody's going to be very, very happy that you're wearing that. Listen, honey, I want to congratulate you. I know you just dropped a brand new album, okay? Holding All the Aces. And from, I mean, look, I, you'll find out about me. I do a lot of stalking, so I try to find out some stuff.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah, I'm a stalker, man, because that's what I do. I know that everybody has been waiting for you to do this for so long, man. So what was the thing about that?
Well, it really was, I signed the deal with Highball Music, and I had a lot of songs already recorded, but I didn't want to just release all old songs that I had. So I took some time to write some new songs, and then we recorded, and then kind of produced the whole thing myself. So I was never really happy with it. But when you're in your own studio and you're recording it, and you're like, well, I can fix this. Oh, let me change this. Well, let me add this. Well, I have this idea. Oh, I just wrote this new song. It's never ending. So I finally had to say, like, all right, I got to put a deadline date for this to be done. I think that was like the first week of March of this year.
Okay.
And I finished it, and I turned it in to Highball Music, and then we looked at the timetable and the release dates and everything, and we were kind of like, well, let's wait till the end of summer to release this. So it had been done all summer. We just had waited. But now it's out, and we're getting some positive feedback, and I'm very confident. And I'm the belief of positive thinking, and I know this is a good record. It took me not only 3 years to finish it took me my whole life to write most of the music. So, I'm really happy with the way it turned out, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be successful for us.
Wow, you know, that's fantastic. You know, and I know that it was definitely a heart project for you. If anything else, you know what I mean? Because it meant a little something.
Oh, yeah.
It meant a little something to you, and all
well,
of that.
There's a lot of, yeah. I mean, these songs mean a lot to me. There's you know, there's the first single, Party Like the Weekend Never Ends. That basically is my anthem.
From Feature Story News.
My own rock and roll night party every day. Mine, nothing but a good time. And that's what that song is. But yeah, that's kind of our party anthem song. But there's also some serious songs on there. And there's some fun songs. And there's some guitar shredding on there. And there's some big vocal harmony. So there's a little bit of everything for everybody on this. And by the way, did you see the album cover?
I did. And I want to know, who did that?
Well, Highball Music has a great graphics department, and they designed that. And I, after a while, you know, there's a beautiful girl on there holding, you know, the Aces, holding all the Aces. And I talked to my record label president, Bill, and I'm like, is that a real girl? And she's not the model. I'm like, well, I got to meet that girl.
I think I should meet that girl.
She's on the cover of my CD, so I should meet her.
You should meet her. In fact, what you need to do is that you need to actually meet her and do a little promo shot with her and actually make some T-shirts out of that whole deal.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's your homework assignment now. Find out who that is.
We'll have to get with Bill and everybody at Highball to tell them to make that happen for you. Good deal.
Yeah, I don't even know who it is. I have to figure out who that girl is. But if you haven't seen the record, check it out, highballmusic.com. And I think it's on all the digital distribution sites and stuff. And looking forward to taking a little bit of a little road trips here and there. We're playing Cleveland and the surrounding areas a lot. We play every weekend.
Yes.
Three or four times a week, but as this record, CD, what do you call it now? That's what I've always asked everybody. Do you call it a record? Do you call it a CD? Do you call it a
I still call it a record. When I'm talking about music, man, I'm old school like that. It's because of the heart, because of the effort you put into it, man. It's a record.
It's a record, yeah. As a matter of fact, though, I think that there's plans for, I'm looking into having it released on vinyl as well.
See?
I've never had a full-length vinyl album released. I've had singles back in the day when they used to record singles, but now that vinyl's making a comeback, I'm going to make sure that it gets released on vinyl as well.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Make it all cool with all the notes, with all the pullouts,
yes,
all the posters, of it.
You can listen to the music, but then also look at the album cover and the artwork and read about it and see everything as well.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
We don't
about.
Get that anymore. Well, we get web pages, but, you know.
Good deal. Now you've got Craig Martini, you got Rob Samme, and you got Ray Brown with you. So you guys are playing some shows, you guys are doing some stuff. Do you have any big plans? You have any big aspirations that you're going to be working on? Before the end of this year, or having any future plans?
Well, I mean, this year I've already started writing songs for the next one. Like I said, this one, like you said, this one took about 3 years. If I start now and hurry up, I can get it out in 2 years. But no, we're playing around regionally. I've got some bigger shows in the works. For instance, I'm trying my hardest to be able to play with Steel Panther when they come to Cleveland. I'm trying to get on that show.
Oh, nice. That'll be fantastic.
It's like the opening for bigger bands that come through. And then we did a CD release party this end of August. But it was kind of far away from our hometown, so we're going to do another CD release party in Cleveland for all of our local fans.
And okay.
We have a real nice following and real nice people that come see us, and we got some T-shirts being printed out, so it's really kind of turned into a full-time thing, and we're doing good. So
Just
trying to get on some big shows here and there to promote the CD.
Well, you know what? I think it's going to be fantastic. Well, I am so glad that we have the music here at Radio Memphis, because, you know, we're definitely going to play it, and we're going to tell everybody about it and get you all pumped up for it and that good stuff.
Well, please do, because I feel like if you heard that song, Party Like the Weekend Never End, for the first time, by the end of the song, you're singing the chorus.
Of course you are.
And if you repeatedly play this and stuff it down people's throats the way that they stuffed Nirvana down our throats in the 90s, I think this will help rock make a revival and come back and be pretty ripping.
Perfect. Well, look, I played the title track. I did play Party for the Weekend. Because they're getting you into queue and stuff, and getting everybody all excited that you're calling in and check and hanging out with us right here on Radio Memphis. What? Give me a song. Give me a song that I can play for everybody before I let you go. While I'm letting you go, and just pick one. Just tell me something about it. Tell me something you're going through. Whatever. Just pick a song and tell me of something.
Well, I would say my favorite song on the record is song number 4. It's called Dressed Up Like a Millionaire.
Yeah.
It's about not having much, but, you know, but being dressed up like a millionaire and not having a dime in your name and not a care, but you're dressed up like a millionaire. And the song is like the heaviest song on, one of the heavier songs on the record. It's my favorite song on the disc. So
okay.
Dressed up like a millionaire.
Dressed up like a millionaire. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I think everybody should dress up like a millionaire regardless. You know,
absolutely.
That's my thing, man. I love it. You know, you got to be, you know, from head to toe, you know, rocking it out and making it all work.
For sure.
Well, I know that, you know, when we got, before I got you on, that you told me that you just had a few minutes. You've got a show tonight, don't you? You're actually playing out somewhere tonight.
I have a show tonight at the Stage Pass in Willoughby, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're taking the full PA and light show out there. We're going to have all of our merch for sale. And we get a good crowd out there. Free admission to get in if you want to make the trip up to Cleveland to watch this show.
Absolutely.
And we're going to rip it. We've been playing we play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we're off tomorrow. But we usually play like two or three or four shows a week. A very, very, very tight band because we play so much. And if you come see our band, you know, we rock out, but we also entertain. Like I love the way the Steel Panther, you know, does their thing. And we do a little bit of a... fun stuff in ours.
Fans
the X-ratedness of Steel Panther, but we're a very fun band. We'll have you crack up at one point. We'll have you standing up cheering the next point. It's just a good time.
That's the way it should be. Well, before I let you go, I do have one more question. You know, we have a ton of unsigned and indies and stuff that we get to play here, you know, on the station. And, you know, there's a lot of them that tune in because they get excited when, you know, somebody like yourself gets to, you know, call in and share some moments and, you know, and share the same thing that, you know, that they're trying to do. And if I know there's a ton of those that come up to you and they have to say, how do I do what you're doing? You know, what's that advice you're giving them?
Well, you know, stick with it. You just can't go out there and be successful right away, and you got to just stick with it. Like, for instance, I was talking to a friend of mine, a little 19-year-old guitar player, and I said, you know what, all this guitar solo stuff for you is great, and you're shredding, and you're great, but it starts with writing songs, so you got to start writing songs now. So if you want to be, you know, a rocker, you got to write some songs. Write your first song. Your second song will be a little bit better. Your third song will be better than that.
Perfect.
And you just got to keep at it and keep rocking.
Perfect.
Keep trying.
Perfect. Great, great advice for this weekend. That's amazing, Billy. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's what my advice is. Write those songs.
Write the songs, and you heard that straight from Billy Morris. Everybody, write those songs. That's how you're going to be able to do stuff and dress like a millionaire.
Yeah. You can dress up like and be a millionaire.
That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, baby doll, look. You guys enjoy yourselves tonight, and thank you for just the few moments that you had to spend with me here on the show.
For sure, and I'll call you back, and hopefully I'll get a recording of this interview, and like I said, I'm going to put that on my webpage because that's a great introduction. We'll keep in touch, and
absolutely. You've got my number.
As I record it, and we'll get you looped real fast.
Perfect. Well, honey, we'll catch up with each other, okay?
For sure. I appreciate everything. Thank
Not a
so
problem,
much.
Honey. We'll talk soon.
You got it.
All right. Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Billy Morris. Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip. And guys, if you're just kind of tuning in and stuff like that, you know, they have just dropped their album, you know, Holding All the Aces, you know, through High Vol Music. Everybody's coming with great accolades. Everybody is so excited and everybody is so happy that this album is coming out. And look, if you want to know more, you know, about what the band's got going on and as far as what they're doing, make sure you check out BillyMorris.com. Make sure you just Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip. You know, you're going to see all the different stuff. You're also going to see the slew of shows that they've actually been concentrating in Ohio. And of course you heard it from him here that they're working on some of the regional shows and are gonna be playing some other outfits and trying to get on some bigger shows. Tonight, if you happen to be in the Cleveland area, you have an opportunity to have a fantastic fun time for a free show at the Stage Pass Tavern. All right. It's gonna kick off at 8:30 PM Eastern Standard Time, and you guys go hang out with them and have some fun. But I tell you what we're gonna do right here on Radio Memphis Around the World is that we are gonna go ahead and play his absolute favorite song on the album, because you heard it here, Dressed Up Like a Millionaire, and you're only hearing this on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.